You're listening to SBS News.
Dutch rugby sevens player Janneke Idstens will be hard to stop when she gets the ball during the University Sevens series, which kicks off on Saturday in Hobart. Idstens is a former national bobsledder for the Netherlands, a powerhouse athlete who has grown to love running hard in rugby sevens.
It's going to be better than last year, and it's going to be tougher as well, and the hits are going to be harder. Everyone is getting quicker, so the game is getting quicker, faster, so yeah.
Idstens will line up for the University of Queensland in the second year of the Uni 7 series and will be joined by two compatriots also in the Queensland side. In all, 20 international players will take the field in a five-round series that has quickly become the envy of world rugby. Abby Gustaitis from the United States will line up for the University of Canberra. The former basketballer will be joined in the tournament by two of her compatriots too.
It's a lot of girls back in the States who are a little jealous of the competition down here and that we get to have a run before the series kicks off again.
Gustaitis says she will play in the opening three legs of the competition before joining the US squad for the start of the World Series. The inaugural competition produced three nationally contracted players. This year, the league will expand to 10 teams. The University of Sydney and the University of Melbourne will play, and a West Australian university team is set to be added next year. Annie Bunteen has only recently begun playing rugby sevens and says the sport is attracting plenty of interest from women in the traditional AFL heartland of Melbourne.
A few of us have come from AFL backgrounds, so I used to the tackle and side of things, the rough and tough bit. But it's exciting just to show that we are going to be able to have a really bright future in rugby.
Olivia White will run out for the University of Sydney. The university has had a women's rugby team since 1995, and White is quietly confident of the team's prospects.
Entering to the competition, I think we're a bit of the underdogs. No one knows what we've got, which I think we're kind of keeping our cards a bit close.
The competition was established to create a pathway for young rugby talent. The gold medal feats of the women's sevens team at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics ignited a surge of interest in the sport. Rugby Australia head of high performance Ben Whittaker says the second season will again help unearth and nurture future national stars ahead of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
You know, we want to find players that are skillful, talented and motivated, you know, to really push hard to be the best they can be. There's no doubt that we'll find national players out of that.
But while the series helps Australia identify future stars, not everyone is cheering for the Australians.
As I don't want Australia to win a gold medal in the next one.
Gustaitis says she is aiming to play for the United States in Tokyo. The opening round of the series will be streamed live.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.